we need to go to DR. You want to save it for the cast? That's the why we need to go. To...
I'm not even sure how much of that shit I can disclose with the wife in the house, bro. That shit was outlandish, my nigga.
Yeah, let's not.
I am appalled.
Nigga, I clutched my pearls. You know what I'm saying? No homo.
Yeah,
so this is how they do it? DR? Shit.
So you, what you're telling me is DR is no Atlantic City.
Nah, it's not, bro.
Fresh off a plane, straight from the DR, straight off a vacation. It's your boy, Remy, right off a vacation. Still got the fresh suntan, you know what I'm saying?
Scooby-Doo's on, you know what I'm saying?
With the Scooby-Doo's on, yeah. Yo, you couldn't even reach Remy. He had to have the satellite phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk. Boy, yo, shout. It's your boy Jay Remy. You know, yeah,
he left the clear port. He ain't leave the airport. He left the clear port. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit. Well, yo, it's your boy Jay Remy, motherfucking scumbag, infinite thought whisperer. You know what I'm saying? The unprepared. You know what I'm saying? The unsullied. The unwashed. You know what I'm saying? Act like you know cheap deep fried, man. I don't have much. You know what I'm saying? Because
that'll do.
I definitely been OT for quite some time now.
South of the border. Poppy fields and all that.
You know what I'm saying? And everywhere imaginable. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't there, I'll tell you that.
You know,
Remy's everywhere. I ain't never there. You know what I'm saying?
You're implicated. You're implicated. You're a co-defendant now. You know what I'm saying?
Remy ballroom dance on the yay when he got back.
Oh shit. Put my toe in that bitch. In every way imaginable. Right, yeah. But that's it. I don't got nothing.
Yeah.
I also don't have what you've been listening to either. So
okay, fair
just
enough.
Be prepared.
Fair
this, this episode is going downhill off top.
Nice. You know what I'm saying? Nice.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Well, next up, I believe that's me. You know what I'm saying? It's your man, Boom Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? AKA Black Scott Bale. You know what I'm saying? BK, Cerebral Knievel, CK1, back flipping it. Our nigga smelling godly fresh. DKA Don Fon Dunk, because I'm smooth and the cake been covered. You know what I'm saying? EKA, boom, 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 boom. I keep my gun up on my west side. You know what I'm saying? FKA Victor Von Boom. You know what I'm saying? He's smarter than me. That's a stretch.
The ruler.
GKA, you know what I'm saying? Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I let them birds fly. You know what I'm saying? I told the plug I need a retweet. You know what I'm saying? GKA, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, you know what I mean? I bought you out the game because you ain't have enough snaps on Petro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, who got snaps on the Petro?
LKA, Amazon, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
primed to tax your pockets about twice a year, you know what I'm saying? On a Lotto, you know what I'm saying? MKA, you know what I'm saying? Uber Eats, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I pull up to your crib if you look like food, you know what I'm saying? And lastly, you know what I'm saying, MKA, you know what I'm saying, Google Chrome, you know what I'm saying? I bring a steel out when I'm done with browsing.
I like that.
That's stupid.
I want all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm done browsing. I see what y'all got. Come up off all
that. That's stupid. Well, you know who this is, creeping up on the third. It's your boy Cannon, man. And we're going to hit the dance floor this week, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
But I'm not doing the 1-2 step. I'm doing the Sun Tzu step. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Scum Tzu step.
The Scum Tzu step. I should have did that one. Yo. Nah, this the Sun Tzu step. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're already a step ahead of niggas in war. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But, and then, you know what I'm saying? We don't do the bunny hop. We do the dunny hop over here. You know what I'm saying?
Strictly Timberland boots, you know what I'm saying?
That's when you are in your army fatigues and your Timberland boots, you tape steps left and right to build the jungle gym behind the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Guns.
I tell you what I do though. I do the electric slide, you know what I'm saying?
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I connect with the plug and leave charged up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's the electric slide. You get that?
Well, I spin that on y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying?
But what I don't do is the running man. I do the Cunningham. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? That's that Randall?
That's that Randall. That's the Cunningham. That's when I stay with them Eagles with 12 in the clip for them niggas that get out of pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Hold up. I'm going to skip over this because Slaughterhouse already told you about the hammer dance.
Mm-hmm.
But my girl don't do the dirty wine, you know what I'm saying? She do the dirty wine.
Why she don't do the dirty wine no more?
I tell you why she don't do the dirty wine. She only do the dirty wine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's when she got to stomp a mud hole in a nigga with her bare feet, you know what I'm saying?
Mmm. Doing the heel toe.
Mmm. But what we don't do over here is the Charleston.
What?
We don't do that. We don't do the Charleston. You know what we do do?
What we do? We don't do the Charleston no more.
We do the Charles in Charleston. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know what that means. You know what that is? You know
that's
what that means.
That's when I call my nigga Black Scott Baio to come knock out a nigga's knees. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Willie Aim. You know what I'm saying? And will he aim? You know what I'm saying? Do your Googles, nigga.
Yo, but what we don't do over here, we don't do the macarena. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do that.
What we do is the macaroni.
Okay.
That's the new shit. We do the macaroni. That's when you pat a nigga down, tell him hands up, or you'll cook his noodle. You know what I'm saying?
Might just mac his roni. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, macaroni, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what I do is the Tootsie Roll. You know what I'm saying?
Got to. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I unwrap the eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
We make those knees weak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bounce.
Mm.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't do the cabbage patch.
Not no more?
I don't do the cabbage patch. I do the cabbage snatch. That's when I pull the arms, put them to your chest, make off with your green. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Respect. You know what I'm saying? Real quick in a circular motion. I need all that.
This is all that. Turn around. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't dance to shoot. I shoot up your dance.
Right.
And the kids backpacking, have your arms swinging left and right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's what we do over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bar. Glad you went last. You know what I'm
right.
Glad someone's prepared here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time I watch battle raps, I get real inspired.
That's what it does. You know?
I get real inspired.
We're only here to help. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if anybody's going to get that reference of the kid backpacking, having the arm swing left and right. I don't know if they know what that is.
Yeah, I got a kid. I know what it is. I know what it
is. But anyway, like we said, Remy... back off vacation. Hey, before we actually get into topics, Remy, where was you and how was it?
Look, man, your boy went to the DR for the bull coach's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that from the A to the bacon. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that? May 4th, man. You know what I'm saying? May the 4th be with you. All them hashtags that they have for that shit.
Mm.
That's not what we're going to talk about here, though. You know what I'm saying? You know your boy Coach is a Greek, you know what I'm saying? He one of them Kappa Sci Phi dudes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so like he had all his LBs out there. And we was like, yo, we need to go somewhere. Like a touchdown on Thursday. And like his best man was like, yo, we need to go out, you know what I'm saying, just the dudes, just the fellas, you know what I'm saying, for that bastard thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we in the yard, man, you ain't said nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to utter a word.
You ain't got to utter
less.
A word. You know what
say
saying?
Less.
Say all the way less.
So like we hit up one of the cab dudes outside the resort. It was just like, yo, like it's my man's bachelor party. You know what we trying to get into.
Yo, is that just a play, Remy? Y'all just Y'all just find a random taxi cab and be like, yo.
It was like, yo, like you saw, like you see all our faces, you know what I'm saying? Like we it was mad, nothing but lust in our eyes, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So like, it was just like, and he was like, yo, I know a spot, you know what I'm saying? It's 30 girls, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, and like, I hear that shit all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, shouts to Fuegos, you know what I'm saying? In Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, yeah, all right, you got 50 girls, like, you know, all nationalities, whatever, 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 whatever. It was like, all right. He's like, I don't know where else to go, so, you know, take me to this place where these theoretical women are, you know what I'm saying?
This magical this magical place.
I don't believe any of this, you know what I'm saying? We pull, like, we're zooming down, like, the motherfucking roads in Punta Cana, these dirt roads in Punta Cana, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't know how long their driver's license test is in DR, you know what I'm saying? But they drive wild reckless, you know what I'm saying? And so we drive past the joint, and this dude pulls the L-U-bop. You know what I'm saying? Like, as we drive past it the first time, you know what I'm saying? I see police lights flashing. Ooh, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Ooh.
I was like, this might actually be legit. You know what I'm saying?
We shades of a combo.
We showed up to like, the right spot.
And like, I thought he was passing, you know what I'm saying? Because they shut the joint, because they were shutting the joint, in the process of shutting the joint down, you know what I'm saying? That's not the case, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The motherfucking police was there for our protection. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Dude,
we pull up in this shit, bro. And just like the man said, you know what I'm saying, fucking 30 beautiful women, bro. Line up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, yo, which one you want, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And like, we did, like, none of us had cash on us, you know what I'm saying? And like, they didn't have an ATM machine in the joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so like we all just sat down like the little VIP section and like, we were discussing like what the play was going to be, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? That shit is like a motherfucking buffet line, you know what I'm saying? For these strippers, you know what I'm saying? Because they're like, we know you niggas got money.
We're about to
get all of it out of you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so like, and so we work it out with I guess he was like the bouncer or like the manager or whatever. And like, he has like a little card swipe joint. You can take out and they give you the funny money for the joint, you know what I'm saying?
The Monopoly money.
Yes. And so, you know what I'm saying? I took out my little bean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was good to go, you know what I'm saying? And we're in the club throwing money around, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a regular strip club. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's not what this is, bro.
Oh, it's not?
That's not what this is at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, these girls didn't know what to do with all that money we were throwing around, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, oh, let me touch.
Mm-hmm. yeah, double check. She don't listen to the show anyway, so it's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she don't listen to the show anyway. So I pick one of the young ladies out of the joint, you know what I'm saying? We get some joints for your boy Coach, you know what I'm saying? And, like, mind you, there's like 12 of us. You know what I'm saying? Like we had to take multiple cabs to get there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like as a unit, you know what I'm saying?
Pause.
And so like and so like we all chilling, we all got a girl, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Coach got like 3-4 of them, you know what I'm saying? Like
he's
niggas throwing money, whatever,
he's
whatever.
The man of the hour. You got
whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got the joint on my lap, you know what I'm saying? And like she immediately, you know what I'm saying, like halfway into the song, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like American, you know what I'm saying? Like $5 a song, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Something like.
It's like, nah. Like halfway through the song, she's unbuttoning my pants.
Oh, okay. You're about business.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
I was just like, word? You know what I'm saying? Like I tried to stop her and then I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But Like I look over next to me, you know what I'm saying? Like the photographer for the wedding.
Oh no.
Whatever. Was like one of Coach's like line brothers. And shouts to him.
Okay. Cause
this nigga had the foresight, you know what I'm saying, to come to this shit with motherfucking basketball shorts on. You know what I'm saying? I look over, yo, like he got two strippers like arms deep of his of them and one shorts, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, okay. like all on his meat, you know what I'm saying?
That's called a sham guy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Snatch tween, you know what I'm saying?
Bitch skipped to that lane, dude.
Skipped to that lane. You know what I'm saying? For lay that joke, you know what I'm saying? So I look and see that, you know, that shit going on next to me, and I look up at the, you know, the chick on my lap, you know what I'm saying, and she's doing like the tongue in cheek, like fake sucking dick shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like pointing to the door, like, yo, like, we can get out of here if you want. And I'm like, whoa. I didn't know that's where this night was gonna go, you know what I'm saying? But like, as the night goes on, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody disappears for about 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
At a time, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
And I'm just like, where the fuck is everybody, bro? Mm-hmm. Like I lost track of the bull coach, mm-hmm, for a good minute, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? And like, he had 13 of the chicks went with him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We gave him a little pocket change to throw around, you know what I'm saying? Word. He's doing big things out there.
Mm-hmm.
This shit was definitely a brothel, bro.
Moral of the story is a brothel.
It was definitely a brothel, bro. Because I went because they had to walk through like this door, like in the back or whatever, to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And I've been drinking. You know what I'm saying? So like the rent was due on the urination. You know what I'm saying? and as I walk back, and like you walk into a hallway, and then it's just like an open like parking lot joint with a whole bunch of doors around it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing niggas in from the party. You know what I'm saying? Come out of these joints with girls. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, these motherfuckers is fucking. That's where everybody going. That's where everybody going. You know what I'm saying? It was a smooth 150 roses if you wanted to get down.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Work.
None of the joints in there was ugly, bro. Like, it wasn't like combos, like nervous shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, these are like all like video model, you know what I'm saying? Like Melissa Ford, like 1,000 Melissa Fords, you know what I'm saying? Just running into that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's DR.
That shit was fucking incredible, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I kind of halfway wish I did, you know what I'm saying, get the thick joint, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. I mean,
back to one of them rooms in the back, you know what I'm saying?
You wish you weren't a responsible adult, is what you're saying. That's what it sounds like.
Because not everybody there was being a responsible adult. I'm not gonna throw no names out, you know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
Your bull Baker's in the clear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was nervous, and like, it could have gone down, you know what I'm saying? So that said, you know what I'm saying, we need to plan our next field trip, you know what I'm saying, to the Dominican Republic.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pick a Griselda one time, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
150 roses, bro, it ain't nothing.
Ooh.
Griselda.
Word up. I'm glad you had a good time though, Remy.
But yeah, like the wedding was dope, you know what I'm saying? Shit was, mm-hmm, on the beach, you know what I'm saying? I bought a whole fucking like 17-piece suit for that shit. Definitely didn't need to rock none of that shit.
Yo, let me tell y'all, Remy on the snaps, Remy on the pictures. Good Lord, my man was living life.
So it was great.
You was doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts to the Bakers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At you, you know what I'm saying? They do the damn thing. Fucking Miss Baker looked amazing.
Mm. I seen the pictures.
You know what I'm saying? Your boy coach came through sharp as all fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yo, with the hat.
That hat was surgically attached to his face. You know what I'm saying? The whole time. The only time it came off was when we was in the club, you know what I'm saying? And the motherfucking strippers kept snatching off his head and like wearing it around the club. He's like, nah, this is my shit, bitch.
In typical Cali fashion.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But he had the chucks on full display, you know what I'm saying? On at the altar. You, mm-hmm, know what I'm saying?
On the beach though. That's what I'm talking about.
That shit was crazy. That shit looked dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. y'all see the pictures and shit. But yeah,
that was dope.
We need to but we need to go to these whorehouses in DR.
Bottom line, whorehouses.
You know, I'm very happy for Coach and shit, but you know what I'm saying? But whorehouses. Dominican Republic.
Let's
let go.
Let's not diminish this. Whorehouses.
courthouses in the Republic. Every one of them joints was bad as fuck, bro.
Mm. Boom. Are you down for whorehouses?
I mean, I'm more so in the botany. He's talking about, you know what I'm saying? I had to get 150 roses. And mm-hmm. I can tell my wife that I'm in the botany.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that idea. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
I want to see these Dominican roses. You know what I'm
saying? Nigga, the war of the roses.
Don't ask why they count short. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You know what it is. It is what it is. Hey, sometimes you got to have fun. Got to live life. All right. Well, thank you for that report on the ground, Remy, of DR exploits. Glad mm-hmm. you're back. Glad you made it safe. Glad you didn't get kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know I could have easily got kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? Looking back, you know what I'm saying? We was throwing around a lot of funny money, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and that shit. And, like, there was definitely times on the night, you know what I'm saying, where, like local dudes were, like, looking over to the section, like, yo. Like, we need to motherfucker snuff these niggas out, you know what I'm saying, the second they step out the joint, you know what I'm saying? But luckily, you know what I'm saying, the armed police was there, you know what I'm saying?
Word, yeah.
Unlike, to make sure that we got home safe.
You know unlike Atlanta City, New Jersey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, the police were in there with you in Atlantic City.
Bruh.
They were inside. Y'all didn't even make it inside. They were already in there getting serviced.
The goons were out there.
The goons were outside because the police were inside.
Right.
Anyway, from the islands back in America, back to your hood. The NBA playoffs are in full swing, and right now we are in the semifinals. My Sixers are playing the Raptors. We got the Rockets playing the Warriors.
Yeah.
We got the Trailblazers playing the Spurs?
No, the Spurs are out of here.
Oh.
The Spurs got out of here.
They're playing who?
The Nuggets.
Jokic. Your boy Jokic, dog. Like, can we talk about this nigga for a quick second, bro?
Because,
like,
it. All
right. The other series is the motherfucking Boston is playing Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other joint out east?
This is
the
Philadelphia
Sixers in the Raptors. But let's talk about this motherfucker,
the
Jokic, dog.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What exactly is he good at? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, just by the eye test, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
like, yo, bro, like, if you had like a motherfucking like Uber pool or whatever, and this nigga Jokic got to the Uber pool with you, dog, like, would you be able to identify this nigga?
Bruh.
He does not look like an athlete at all.
Probably,
you know what I'm saying?
Not.
That said, this motherfucker is a god on the basketball court, bro. Like,
there was a point in my life where I was like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm tall enough to play basketball. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to focus my athletic efforts somewhere else.
Even though Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb was getting it popping?
Yeah, I wasn't dunking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
But this nigga Jokic, like, I'm not even athletic, you know what I'm saying?
Not even close to it, bro.
This nigga barely jumps, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And be balling, you know what I mean?
For real.
But it's like, bro, like, you look up at the end of the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might, like over the course of the game, you might catch this nigga, you know what I'm saying, throw like a slick pass one time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, grab, like, one or two boards. Like, that's what you see with your eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the game, this nigga got 37 points, 12 rebounds, 18 assists. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
I know Cannon, man, but I want to talk about this boy Kawhi, man.
Nah, talk about it.
This boy averaging 36, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They're talking about Kevin Durant and his playoff run, but Kawhi is frying. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even crazy. Like, the other night, he went like 9 for 13.
It's kind of amazing, bro. Like, his shot, I think somebody said it in our group chat. His shot is so flat.
So flat, bro.
Yeah.
No, nobody ever taught him how to shoot, bro. He was just like, yo, I can figure this out. You know what I'm
saying? He's like, yo, eventually it'll go in, I think. But he be balling and he's damn near unstoppable. And I just don't understand it.
Bro, it's crazy. It's like, I've never seen somebody. Like, I mean, I've seen some, like maybe like Jordan, but it's not like for the consistency of his game to be like, I'm going to play at my own pace.
Yeah.
I'm still going to get to my spot. I'm still going to hit this turnaround jumper, but all right, I'm ready to go now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, bruh, he's crazy.
It's really, really wild. And it is so confusing about how he just, like, they can't hold him. And I don't understand it. I don't understand. Your boy CP, the Flyers, called him no face killer. And that kills me every time.
Yeah. What kills me is, you know what I'm saying? Like I know he's not guarding like the whole game, but like I've seen him like switch off. I seen him like catch like switch offs on Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Jimmy Butler is a fucking excellent defender.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just didn't know, like one, this nigga Kawhi Leonard just seems so much bigger than Jimmy Butler was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
which is why,
like, he makes him look like a little kid, and he's like freakishly strong, bro.
Right.
Like,
which is why they have so right now their strategy is put Ben Simmons on him. And Ben Simmons, to his credit, his defense he's upped his defensive game this series, but they still can't hold him.
He's just way stronger than Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never saw that as part of his game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I knew he was an athlete. You know what I'm saying? But like, just to be like that much power, you know what I'm saying? Like when he's dribbling at half court, you know what I'm saying? Like trucking through things. Like
with the calm face.
Mm-hmm. no emotion. You know what I'm saying? While emotionless.
The no face killer. Yo, it's kind of crazy. But Remy, you also wanted to talk about your boy Dame Lillard, who hit one of the most memorable historic
game winners.
They already got the photo hung up in the locker in the tunnel to the ring.
Man.
Like already.
So
that's dope. Do that shit on Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Like what's your answer for that shit?
So
you know what I'm saying? Like
go ahead, Remy.
Like Damian Lillard is really good at basketball. I'm not taking anything away from him. You know what I'm saying? But like the motherfucking outpouring of like after he hit that ridiculously stupid shot.
Yeah.
the
take
motherfucking,
nothing away from that shot.
The motherfucking hue and cry. Like take nothing away from that shot. You know what I'm saying? It was a big shot. I know why he took it. It was still a bad shot. It was it's bad shot selection. I don't care. I don't care if you can hit it from outside the arena, you know what I'm saying? You don't take that shot. But right. But like the hue and cry that went up after he hit that shot, he's like, oh, this motherfucker's the greatest point guard of all time. Oh my God. He's like, he's a basketball genius. You're just upset because you can't operate on his level.
He's a god
of basketball intelligence.
He's a god amongst men, amongst boys.
You're just mad because he fucked your sister. Like, like, where's all that shit now? You know what I'm saying? Like, not at the motivation of motherfucking Russell Westbrook just getting on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. You know what I'm saying? Where's Logo Lillard at right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, not hearing a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good basketball player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he plays any other team in the first round, he doesn't even attempt that shot.
Mm. But it was attempting the shot too was one of those things of like, well, if I don't hit this, we're going into overtime. So what does it really matter? Right?
Yeah.
So
no coach is drawing up that to be your last shot.
No, of course not. That'd be dumb. But yeah, and I read a story about how they talk about how he practices that shot at when he's the most tired at the end of the practice because he's going to be ready for when that situation comes up.
Shut up. That situation should never come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could heave up half-court shots and make 50% of them, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
when nobody guarded me.
Wait, can you, though?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, are we going out to the basketball court? Can you do this?
Yeah, I could. But,
Wait, do you have to be wearing the low-top Reeves to do it?
You know, yo, for what's a low top reset, I'm easily hitting 8 of them shits. You know what I'm saying? In a row. That's where my power comes from, Candy. You should know this by now.
You're right. Absolutely.
He's like, you know, like when they cut, you know, like when they cut Samson's hair. You know what I'm saying? That's what I took off my low top ring. You know what I'm saying?
Delilah threw him out. You're like, what the fuck? Look at Reese.
Like, nah, bitch. It's all fucked up now.
What are we gonna do now?
Oh God.
But like I think it's something to be said. You know what I'm saying? Like Jamal Murray. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't really have no history with Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's putting up a hell of a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to mention the god Jokic. You know what I'm saying? That visage of basketball talent. You know what I'm saying? Like who knew? You know what I'm saying? Like all you needed to be great in the NBA. Was motherfucking Mantis and and a motherfucking one inch vertical leap. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's the new age Arvydas Sabonis.
I just figure you just gotta be Europe with a Slavic game.
That's his whole game, bro.
If you're from Europe with a Slavic name, you're probably good.
But Ram, you can't fake on Arvydas, bro. And you know Arvydas had zero vert. You know what I'm saying? But put in all the work.
Mm. He did, like, Arvydas, like, he just seemed like a bigger person, like, you know what I'm saying? Just physically.
Mm-hmm.
Than Jokic does. Jokic, like, it seems like Jokic is my height. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how unathletic he looks. You know what I'm saying? But I can't front on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the motherfucker is always in the right spot. You know what I'm saying? His passes be on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you do it. Like mm-hmm. he threw that nutmeg pass in between one of them Joker's legs, bro. Like on a fast break, like wow, effortless. Like Paul Millsap caught the ball. He's like, how? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Paul Millsap called him the Tom Brady of the team. Like he just
wow.
Yeah. And not only is he like unathletic, you know what I'm saying? Like in appearance, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't look like he's trying all that hard either. Like when he's out there on the court, you know what I'm saying? He's
like Kawhi.
Like how, bro? How you do like it's like the polar opposite of Kawhi, like where Kawhi looks like he doesn't care about basketball.
Kawhi looks like Jokic, he's annoyed. He's like, ugh.
Right. Jokic looks like he's having the greatest time of his life. He's like, I'm with the ball. Yeah.
I got a ball.
He's like, oh look. Pass behind the back, sham, cross tweed, fillet. He looked like I wish I had as much joy in doing anything as Jokic has in grabbing a rebound. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what makes a great player, right?
But then, what's your answer to Kawhi, who looks like, you know what I'm saying, like...
Kawhi is that dude who was blessed with all the talent in the world and cares little about it.
He looks like a dude who's, like, who just got out of a basketball concentration camp, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wants no parts of this, you know what I'm saying? But
cool, no, dog, I got the answer. Kawhi is all of us. Kawhi is the dude who's really, really good at his job, but doesn't really want to do it, but can't really switch careers because he's too good at his job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo.
I already left college. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm done.
Right. Like, I already got drafted.
Fuck.
I might as well just be good at this because it's like, man, I really want to go into knitting. Right. But, like, then I got to leave the NBA.
But I am the most talented, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Software administrator, you know what I'm saying, right. On the Eastern Seaboard, you know what I'm saying? Like
yo, I really just want to, like, build artisanal end tables, but I grab rebounds like a monster. So I might as well just go out here and score 35 and 10.
He's going home like, babe, these niggas don't even rebound and shit. You know what I mean? I don't even want to be anymore. Like,
he was to quit.
I got to get a triple dub every night just because these niggas don't do shit. Like, you know what I mean? And the coach come in talking about we need to play harder. Nah, bitch, y'all need to play harder.
What's this we? What's this we? Why are we talking about we? I did everything I needed to do.
When we start speaking French, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Kawhi is a true blue-collar worker, dog. He hates his job, but he's really good at it. That's my take on it.
I don't know, man. But, like, I still have no answers for Jokic, you know what I'm saying? None of that shit makes sense, you know what I'm saying? They were talking about that nigga on,
Dan
Levitard. And it was just like, yo, whoever drafted Jokic is the bravest motherfucker on the face of the planet.
Bruh, speed about no answers. Your nigga Giannis, man. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, like, it's just different. Like he hit the spin move, you know what I'm saying, outside the three-point line, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm completely... We came out the spin, you know what I'm saying? He was at the foul line.
It took off with a dunk.
Then he hit the Euro step, and he was just like at the rim for it. I was like, that's not fair, bro. Like, you can't do one move and I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry, Boom. I have to interject here. Remember, we're not calling it the Euro step anymore. We're calling it the Euro step.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Euro.
The gyro step,
though. Euro, man. Come on.
It's not the Euro step. It's the Euro step.
The gyro step, though. Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, it's crazy, bro. Like, he hits both sides of the blocks when he does that joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... It's ridiculous, bro. Like,
I no bullshit. Like, I've seen him, like, run, like, the full length of the court, you know what I'm saying, and take five steps, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
it's crazy.
Like, five.
It's crazy.
It's 100 feet, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that.
Oh, man. They mean it when they say Greek freak. Pause. Because, nigga, it's, I don't understand it. And
that's,
what up?
That's the only series that is right now that is 3-1. Rest of them are like tied up 2-2.
Yeah.
But the only one that's being really dominated is the one with Giannis because
they have no answer. Giannis. Yeah.
They can't do nothing.
There is no answer for them, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the trick. Especially not with Boston, who likes to run small. All they want to do is shoot threes. You can't 3-point shot your way out of a 8'6" nigga dunking from the 3-point line, just like layups all day, nigga.
Al Horford is baffled. Like, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't know what to do.
Because Al Horford is a smooth 5-foot smaller than Giannis, dog.
No, he has no clue. You know what I'm saying? He's going home watching tape. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you want me to do. This nigga's like 9'4".
You know what I'm
saying? I'm 6'8", dog. Like, I tower over my teammates, and this nigga, like, has a full 3 feet over me, dog. What do you want me to do?
Bruh. His game is done, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I saw the joke.
It's not even a game. Like the reason he's good at basketball has absolutely nothing to do with basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Where Jokic, you know what I'm saying, like, it's all like skill shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's just raw athleticism. And with Giannis, bro, like
athleticism and height.
I don't care, yeah. I don't care. Dog. Giannis strides, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga gallops through the lane, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing. It's not even like it's not like the Harden step back or something you think is cheesy, or whatever. Like, it's mm-hmm. not like I'm appealing to the refs because I'm going to the foul line. Like, mm-hmm. he gets fouled actually because they can't stop him.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's not Harden shit. You know what I'm saying? He's not trying to draw fouls. If he could go through a whole game without shooting a free throw, I bet you he would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and Jordan is crazy with him because, like, every time he goes up, I feel like he's going up for a layup because he's so far away from the basket. It's like
nope.
He's about to lay this one up.
Bro, he just turns the ball around. You're like, oh, shit, he's trying to dunk. Like, what?
That's exactly what happens, though. That's exactly what happens.
Oh, sweet.
Take it off of the three-point line and shit.
Now, he has very few power dunks. A lot of them look like he's about to do a finger roll. And he's like, okay. That was a nice move for the finger roll.
He's like, right. Oh, he's like, I'm still up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
I'm up here. I might as well just dunk it then.
Oh, okay.
Why lay up? Speaking of James Harden, his game has kind of disappeared a little bit because he's
James Harden. I tell you guys the same shit every goddamn year. James Harden disappears in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
But you say Chris Paul disappears in the playoffs.
But he also seems to not be getting the calls that he really, really wants. So what do you think it has to do with him not getting the calls? Do you think that it has to do with just him disappearing in the spotlight? Or what do you think it is, Remy?
It's like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's like him shrinking in the spotlight shit. I don't think his game translates well, you know what I'm saying, to playoff basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where like the fouls are a little bit harder, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and those whistles are fewer and farther between, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because all he wants to do is get fouled at the 3-point line and go make his easy three.
And it's the same thing with all of D'Antoni's schemes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't work well in the playoffs.
Mm.
Like, you'll put up ungodly numbers during the regular season when you play in like motherfucking Orlando and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you're playing the Knicks. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But now you're like, you're playing the NBA's best. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like now we have to play half court game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now niggas are gonna box out so Capella can't collapse, and you can just throw the ball at the rim,
mm-hmm.
and pray that he goes and gets it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I've never put much stock in, you know, the value of James Harden.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially in the playoffs, right?
So he's been disappearing in the playoffs ever since OKC.
Mm. Yeah, he has.
So, like...
Yeah, he has.
So what now? And then your boy Chris Paul is forever injured.
He's not injured this right now, like, though.
And like, this is the first I've seen him healthy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, and he doesn't know what to do with it.
I'm here?
Let me hop in here, Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like, number one... I think it's kind of like I see the you know what I'm saying, both sides of the spectrum with the James Harden shit. Like, number one, like, these are the fouls that were called all year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I play 82 games, you know what I'm saying?
Why are we changing up now, right?
Why are we changing up? Like, you're changing the deck. Like it's like if you're a baseball fan and you realize that the, you know what I'm saying, is letting balls go low and outside. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust for it. I'm like, okay, it's low and outside. Okay, every time. It's a strike now. Okay, I get it. Like, as long as that's his strike zone. But if you change the rules, like, playoffs, that's fucked up.
You can't change a play's game in the ninth inning?
Right. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you're James Harden and you're such a great player, fucking adjust. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. The Knicks used to beat the shit out of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Michael Jordan adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was great.
To become,
if James Harden is great, fucking adjust.
So when it comes to Chris,
James Harden ain't great, is what I'm saying.
when it comes to Chris Paul, though, Remy, what is it really just a surprise of like, oh wait, I'm actually healthy. I can actually perform in the playoffs now.
Like. I don't want to say he's not that good a point guard, but like.
But you want to say he's not that good of a point guard.
But he's not like a winning. He's not like a winning point guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that motherfucking roster that he had, and that coach that he had when he was in LA. You know what I'm saying?
I was dropping all the facts, bro.
Shit.
I was dropping all the facts.
We kept going professionals. Boom.
They should have one ring.
Right.
You know they should have no rings. D'Antoni is a terrible coach. I don't I'm not even gonna flex. Like, I don't care how many games they win, bro. They like they want to like the most fucking wins in Houston history. You know what I'm saying? You will recall when he was with the fucking Phoenix Suns, they had the highest point totals in NBA history.
Still do. Still got the record.
And nothing won. That shit doesn't work, bro. Like,
But when it comes to Chris Paul though, Boom, what is it about him specifically?
I mean, you're not destined for that shit, bro. It's like you Pat Ewing, baby. Like,
you're a great player. Oh God.
I'll give you this.
You're a great player. It's not your time, baby. You missed that layup.
I'll give you this. He's not a very athletic point guard.
No, he's not.
He can handle the ball, like he can run an offense, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. so can Pat Beverly. You know what I'm saying? Like
the goon of all goons. Goony goon.
Right, the goony goon goon. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And so he like goon. Like his handle isn't, you know, like it's not Kyrie level shit.
His handle's top tier though. Top five. It's gotta be top five.
Like he has to make more offense than he does. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And like he goes out there, especially in the playoffs, like he goes out there and he fucking shrinks a little bit. You know, like
not like Kyle Lowry though.
Whether it's injury, yeah, well, Kyle Lowry is a fucking scumbag. But
Philly now.
But like whether it's injury, whether it's like some heady shit, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's like maybe it's Doc Rivers not letting him run the show like he needs to or whatever, but like he doesn't fare well in the playoffs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So there are better point guards, you know what I'm saying? Russell's better, you know what I'm saying?
Russell's not better.
Russell's a better player than Chris Paul.
He's a better athlete. Russell for the last fucking 20 games of the season into the playoffs could not hit the broads out of a barn. You know what I'm saying? What a goddamn meteor. You know what I'm
saying? The broad side of a barn on a meteor.
It was crazy to see that. Like, you know, you remember him 3-4 years ago and he was dropping like 34 points, 30 points, you know what I'm saying? Getting to the rim with ease, that pull-up jumper.
I wonder what happened, you know what I'm saying? Because like over my short basketball career, like I remember this is like, I remember doing stuff like, oh, my jumper isn't wet, you know what I'm saying? Let me work on my jumper. And like as a result of working on my jumper so hard, you know what I'm saying? My handles kind of went out the window, mm. you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then it's just like, oh, let me work on my handle. You know what I'm saying? My handle fell off. You know what I'm saying? My jumper's gone. You know what I'm saying? Right. I wonder if like NBA players like at that level, like they have like shit like that. Because like there was a point where Russell Westbrook was hitting jump shots. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there definitely was.
And let's be clear. I don't know that. And we've all watched OKC games. I don't know that they need him to drop a triple double every night. I've seen...
Nah, he kind of passed the stats.
I've seen Steven Adams move out the way so he can get a rebound. You know what I'm saying? I've seen, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, niggas go up just because they know he wanted to get that, you know what I'm saying, 10th assist. Like, we need some buckets. You know what I'm saying? Paul George give you, you know what I'm saying, some good, you know what I'm saying, 25-plus per night. If we had another nigga giving us 25-plus, we'd be up there. Mm-hmm. You're giving us 14 points, 11, you know what I'm saying, assists and 16 rebounds. Like, we don't need them rebounds, dog. You're not getting...
We don't need them rebounds from you.
You're not getting Yeoman rebounds, you know what I'm saying? You're not fighting niggas like, you know what I mean? You're not Rodman in rebounds. You're just getting the leak out rebounds, you know what I'm saying? You're getting the free throw rebounds. Come on, bro. We don't need that.
Right. All right. So that's pretty much every single matchup that we've gone through. Can we real quick get some predictions? Because obviously this show probably will not be out before. So it'll be fun to listen to this. When we're already into the next round, but Boom, Remy.
I do know that Milwaukee's gonna win.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Boston. I think we all agree Milwaukee takes that.
As much fun as I'm having, like trying to figure out what Jokic is. You know what I'm saying? Can we just skip to motherfucking Milwaukee and motherfucking Golden State in the finals?
Mm.
Like, why? We're like, well, what's all this fan? What's all this motherfucking pageantry about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Toronto.
Who's gonna beat them?
So Toronto, Philly.
Who's gonna beat Golden State?
Toronto, Philly. Let's get that out the way first. Remy, Toronto, Philly.
Toronto, Philly.
Who takes it?
I feel like Kawhi is called on to do too much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's more than what's humanly possible, especially with the motherfucking human playoff implosion that is Kyle Lowry on his team. You know what I'm saying? We're just waiting. You know what I'm saying? The clock is ticking.
Right. Well, as we record, the Raptors are up 64-43 at halftime.
Oh.
Game five? Yeah.
How many points Kawhi got? 64?
and then they dock some from Kyle. Kyle's at negative three.
I'm gonna go with Toronto just because the most dynamic players on both teams are Kawhi and Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And Embiid has had several issues. He said he got an IV the other day.
He had a trouble guts.
The trouble guts.
He had a trouble guts. Like, he's still balled out though. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not balled out to the like consistently like a. Goddamn Kawhi has. Like I said, Kawhi's dropped like 36, 40.
This is his first playoff. 31.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? No, mm-hmm. He wasn't. I mean, well, it's not. They lost in the first round last year.
Did they? Yeah. And B lost in the first round last year?
Yeah, we lost. Wait, no. We got past the first round. We lost to Boston.
No.
We lost to Boston in the second round. Because we played some bums in the first round. And then lost to Boston real bad in the second round.
But, I think if you look at the most dynamic players...
We beat Miami last year. I'm sorry, Boom. We beat Miami last year because they tried to bully us and intimidate. And we overcame that, then went to Boston and got our asses whooped.
And we overcame.
And Boston whooped our ass real bad. So
if you look at the two dynamic players, the one that's being more dynamic now is Kawhi. So I'm going to go with Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think experience that Kawhi has in going to the playoffs before.
Right. And winning the finals.
Yeah.
Like, MVP. All that.
Yeah.
Right.
I think like, all that.
If you recall, you know what I'm saying, like, they like, he kind of put the Spurs on his back that year, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like, with Duncan, you know what I'm saying, with the motherfucking Frenchie and Ginobili, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because that was,
but like, nah,
that was,
it was Kawhi.
That was Duncan's second to last or last year? I can't remember.
Duncan's 40th.
So you got him at age 42. You got Ginobili at age 43. Tony Parker at age 38. And here comes this young dude, Kawhi, who carries the team all the way through. I think that counts for a lot. So, in the Sixers team, the Sixers squad, even with Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy never really got much happening in the playoffs. And, of course, Tobias Harris, the number one slave name in the league.
But like you said, bro, Jimmy is playing defense on this nigga, and it's like, it don't matter, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jimmy's a fucking excellent defender, bro. That's what's killing me, bro.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I think my squad goes down. And it's Toronto, Milwaukee. So are we all in agreement that Golden State is going to beat Houston? That's easy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a wash.
That's a wash. And
a wash.
I don't know. I think, first off.
You're going to get one more outburst out of James Harden. That's it.
First off, I think the NBA is fixed. You know what I'm saying? That's why like almost all the series were at 2-2, and they try to get more games to get more, you know what I'm saying, joints popping.
Mm-hmm.
But you start seeing these media leaks about, you know what I'm saying, where's KD going, that fucking Clay is unhappy, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What the fuck you unhappy, nigga? You get a check for doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's disrespecting his name, bro. He probably go to his house like, can I meet Steph? Like, nigga, I'm here, nigga. I'm a whole Splash Brother, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, that's cool and all, but where's Steph Curry at?
Yeah. But I don't know. It could be set up for them niggas to go down. You know what I'm saying? Especially because LeBron's not in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you right though too, Boom. Because as we record, there's this story going around with Ayesha Curry hopping up on what's her name? Jada Pinkett Smith's.
Oh, the round table, the red table.
On the Facebook show. Talking about how she wishes that more men would approach her, more men would hit on her. So, you know, they really starting to gossip train now on Golden State. So
that's what I'm saying, bro.
She got big face. Yeah, it might be a hit job. You might be right.
She got big face. Like is her body like popping or something? Because her face don't do it for me. Not her face alone.
I mean, she cooks.
She does cook.
She has a great personality.
I mean, that's what I say about all ugly bitches, though. You know what I'm saying?
Duh, he met her back in, like, you know what I'm saying, like, 98, 99. Right. Light skin jump.
Uh-huh. I mean, like, I can see her, like, I can see, like, a younger her being, like, fly as shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, she's not it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, that's not the first joint I'm pulling up on in a club, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, yo, Ma, where your friends at? You know
what I'm saying? Shout to Iman Shepherd.
Are you saying she's the one who pulls the pretty friend out of the club? Like, yo, we gotta go. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like right before I'm about to cash in on a full night's worth of work. You know what I'm saying?
We're married. Remember?
You know
what I'm saying?
Shut up.
Fuck.
Aisha Curry, D1
hater. You don't want your girl to get no dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Aisha Curry, D1 defender. so maybe you're right, Boom. Maybe it is set up, but I still think Golden State's going to take it, though.
Another one is Portland and Denver.
Yeah, it's the last one. And honestly, it doesn't really matter because Golden State's going to beat either one of them. But
they went to that five. It was a four overtime thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was crazy.
They're like that. I think that's the most exciting series. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think they match up well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But your boy Jokic the god, bro. There's no answers for him, bro. Like, I want to see Jokic and fucking Giannis. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like polar opposites, like colliding.
Dog, what I'm waiting for is I need Portland to win the whole West,
mm-hmm.
so they can play Toronto,
mm-hmm.
such that Enes Kanter can't travel on their away games because Erdogan fucked up his passport.
Just Enes Kanter, though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out.
I didn't know he was so about it. Dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout he's out. Well about it.
Shout out to Erdogan, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Because what do you do, like, you know what I'm saying? When your biggest, you know what I'm saying, your country's biggest star, you know, playing basketball in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? And you can't win that battle, that PR battle. What you do then?
he got to die, bro.
Nah, you hire Hedo Turkoglu. You know what I'm saying? As your right, son,
Hedo Turkoglu was a goddamn government official playing in Sacramento.
You know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
You got stars over here too, baby. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, jumpers wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Can the U.S. government send out some stars over to, like, you know what I'm saying, the Turkey League or the Israeli League?
Who would they send, bro? It's like, you know what I mean?
Kawhi?
No, it's got to be, like, some, you know what I mean, like, some old washed athlete, you know what I'm saying? Like, we send Bobby Jones to, you know what I'm saying? With the headband, you know what I'm saying? To Kuwait, you know what I'm saying, to play Triple A League.
Send over Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf, dog. He still got it. He still does. Got it. And he and he practices Islam, so he's the perfect mold, dog.
Bruh.
Oh, shit. All right, so wait. What is y'all prediction on Portland and in Denver? Portland takes it?
I can't front on Jokic, though.
Mm.
Denver
takes it. Boom.
Denver at 7, though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go Portland the other way just because I feel like they have more experienced players.
Okay.
That's true. That's real. Okay. That's a valid argument.
And that's fair. I think you just want Denver to win.
Nah, I just shout out to Aminu's braids.
I think Jokic is a basketball guy, you know what I'm saying? But I think they're like, because, like, I didn't know anything about Denver until they beat the Spurs. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, niggas be pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're young, dumb, and don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Like, they might fuck around and beat Golden State, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. By accident. Yeah.
But let me tell you who can beat Golden State.
Who?
Milwaukee.
You don't think they can?
I think they can, and not because of Giannis, bro. Like,
oh no, they built like they're the polar opposite.
They're the anti Golden State,
nigga. Their bench is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, and fucking Golden State relied on their bench to win their, you know what I'm saying, first championships and most of the second championship.
Because
the Cavs are front loaded, but it's like you got old ass Iguodala and Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston used to look like Lil Flip, cuz. and Iguodala used to play with AI. You know what I'm saying?
Sure like, did.
That's real.
Sure did.
Oh.
But like on Milwaukee's bench, you know what I'm saying? They got Mirotić, Tony Snell. They got hella niggas, dog. Like, it's crazy. Brogdon didn't even come back yet. He got a sore foot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. George Hill. Like, they got hitters.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
in addition to Giannis, who can't be stopped, I don't know who's gonna guard this nigga. Like, Draymond don't want that smoke.
Draymond would just kick him in the nuts.
He probably would, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Middleton on the joint. You know what I mean? They got Eric Bledsoe. They got more than like. You know
yeah, I forgot they got the fucking human bicep, Eric Bledsoe, bro.
They got hitters, bro. They got hitters.
Word.
George Hill is balling out of his mind right now. It's like. Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know who else has hitters? Westeros. Game of Thrones still in effect as we record. Two more episodes left to go. They're screaming.
By the time you hear this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the time you hear this, Game of Thrones is over. But they're screaming towards the finale right now. Everything's happening fast paced left and right. Nothing's really getting a chance to breathe. Jamie banged Brienne.
He a whole nigga. He's a whole nigga, dog.
And then left, rolled out. Got the
like you do.
Got the,
you know what I'm saying?
When you, cheeks rolled, when you know what I'm saying?
When you clap the ugly joint, you know what I'm saying? Like
in the middle of the night.
Dog, I saw a meme on Instagram that said Brienne ugly crying while she begs in a house coat while she begs Jamie to stay with her and not go back to his family. It's a lot of you bitches. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? One out of every two of you bitches has done that shit. You know what I'm God saying? Stayed in the house coat in the cold, bro.
God damn it.
Asking the nigga with one hand where he going. Oh, you look bad.
When you coming back?
So, a lot of... There's a
like,
lot,
I,
go ahead,
Randy. I think he going to Merc's sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he going to...
And coming back to Brienne, come on, bro. That's probably the worst box ever, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you kidding? She was a virgin.
Nah, that joint is probably fire.
You know the ugly joints got good box.
Nah, you know she gonna work for it. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. According to Remy's rules, she gonna put it on him.
Dog, she gets on all fours, her ass is on your chest, like she's too dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Sturdy as shit.
Sturdy
as shit. Tell me more. You know what I'm saying? Like
the sturdiest. Sturdiest joint in Westeros, dog.
You stand on a step stool or something. You know what I mean? Like,
you heard your man Tyrion. You had to climb. You had to climb.
Yeah,
you
gotta climb for it. You know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, Tormund butthurt. That nigga left the next day. He was like, all right then. You know what I'm saying?
Dog. Did you see the joint where Tormund was photoshopped onto the Take Care cover?
I did.
Right.
He was like, since y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, choosing this shit. All right, then. We going to the north, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You going back to Marvin's room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of criticism when it comes to the writing of the show, the decisions that some of the characters are making. For instance... at the end of the episode that just aired as we record, they're marching and sailing down to King's Landing, and the boats get ambushed by your boy Euron with the ill aim, hitting a dragon.
And they upgraded them joints, bro.
Yo, he hit the dragon from 2,000 yards away, dead on 3-4 times in a row. With the semi-automatic, semi-automatic arrow joint,
right? Semi-auto joint.
and you got Daenerys like screaming towards the boats, not burning them. Then pulls out leaves.
She was too far away.
Yeah, but that's when you fly behind them and flame
that,
them
like,
up.
Like that's what it was saying. It's like, yo, fly up to the clouds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, say come from the direction of the sun where they can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And spray these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not thinking. Like she saw one of her dragons take an L. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
About that shit.
But then if these are your people, you're supposed to be commanding them, and you fly off and let them just rip through every single boat and don't do shit.
I think for one, like, she didn't know that the motherfucking scorpions could do that. You know what I'm saying? At that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now you know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's emblematic of her realizing she's losing her power. Like, you know what I'm saying? When she was at her top, she had, you know what I'm saying, three dragons. Nobody wanted to fuck with her. Like, I can't do nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? She lost mm-hmm. one dragon. And she was like, you know, don't nobody got no dragons. I'm still out here. Two dragons deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we still got it.
I can still scrap my army. My army's still thorough.
And then Jon Snow was like, nah, I'm the real nigga right now. You just, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, a little of my power's going back. And then it was like, oh, another dragon died. She's just like, yo, today was a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
today's just not my day.
My mama cooked the breakfast with hog. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
With hog.
But you know, like, because I be reading the articles and shit on motherfucking on the internet and shit talking about how, you know, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You know what I'm saying? The homegirl Miss Sandy took the ultimate L. We're not like a Gito, you know what I'm saying?
She did. Unfortunately,
you know,
she did.
You know, respect to, but like they were talking about how like black representation on Game of Thrones is problematic. And mm-hmm. I don't think it is.
It's not existing.
I don't think it is. For one, no, I mean, like, cause Grey Worm's still up there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you read the books, your boy Salador Sand is black, is all fuck,
mm-hmm.
and he's funny as hell,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the bright, like one of the bright spots of the books, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, you have to include black people in every goddamn thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know what I'm saying? This is a fantasy world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was built, that was, you know, created by a fat white guy
yeah.
from Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
In his basement.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he, like, in his experience, like, he probably didn't write black people into his stories like that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like why do we have to add, like, black people? Like Sandy's in the book.
Shout out to Captain America.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, why do we have to, like, why are we forcing black people into this shit?
Captain America's racist.
I think it has to do with the fact that if we're talking about a fantasy world and we're talking about a whole globe, we're talking about two continents full of millions of people, you're going to have, like, black people.
And there are black people in the show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh,
and like, and when they went to the black continents. And when they went to the black, like, color continents, yeah. there were colored people
they
there.
Were, you they know were, and like, they're chilling. They care like, nothing right, about like, white like, walkers. Yeah,
like right now, you're running around like a motherfucking like London mm-hmm. in the motherfucking Dark Ages and whining about like there ain't no black people there. Yeah, there ain't no black people there.
No, I don't think it's the fact that, I mean, yes, it's the fact that there's hardly any black people now because they never went back to Essos, but I think it's the fact that of the two black people we have right now, one of them dies for what? For what? What'd she die for?
Because they captured her. Like, who else could they have killed that would have got to the name like that?
That's real. But
the dragon, dog. They just killed the dragon. What do you mean? Why? What other motivation does she need other than another dragon's dead? Why'd they have to kill the black woman?
Yo, tinfoil hat time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is what's happening. Because, okay. You know, if you watched that last episode, Cersei let all the common people into the Red Keep.
Sure did.
You know what I'm saying? And she's been preaching this, you know, saying, like, well, we're going to protect you from the evil dragon lady.
Yep.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking Cersei is going to burn, like, the Red Keep to the ground.
Mm.
With wildfire and then say that Daenerys did that shit.
And blame it on the alcohol.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very much in Daenerys as well. Because everything Cersei's doing is to motherfucking antagonize Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying like to get her to come through and firebomb some shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna kill your best friend. Like, my whole shit is like, how does she know that was like Daenerys' best friend?
Yeah.
Why wasn't that just a random bitch on the ship?
Well, I definitely think that they got a mole somewhere, because how were they able to ambush them so far away from King's Landing?
Well, like, that's the thing. Where Danny was flying back to
Dragon's
what's the name of the
was in the Dragon's Keep? They
Dragonstone.
Flying? Dragonstone.
She was flying back to Dragonstone. Back to Dragonstone. Dragonstone is an island. There's like, apparently you could, like, if you got the Michael Phelps in you, right, you know what I'm saying? You could swim from King's Landing to Dragonstone.
Oh, okay. Back to Brownstone.
So, like, it's not that far. Which goes back to fucking Daenerys. It's just like, why are you fucking doing victory laps, like, around, like, King's Landing? Like, you're like,
shout to Nipsey.
And you got, and you ain't got, like, and you got, like, a tenth of your people there. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill. Like, slide through in the cover of night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stay low and then shock the gram. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Well, she also made that, it was a very idiotic decision. When Sansa says, why can't we just, like, let them rest? It's way better to just let them rest. And she says, if the longer I wait, the stronger my enemies get. Like, that's one of the dumbest shits I've ever heard, dog. Duh,
she's losing control. Like, I remember, like, I saw on Twitter some girls, like, you know what I mean? Game of Thrones is so sexist with you. And I was like, no, it's mad women in control. You're Sansa. And it's like, as the season's unfolded, all these women are looking weak as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bran, who turned into a knight, you know what I'm saying, got played the old nigga way, like, you know what I'm saying? I had nobody to stay. My girl/my sister mad at me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to chill out here for a couple days. I'm gonna give you some dick, though. And she was like, yeah! You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, fucking Daenerys turned into what she vowed she'd never, you know what I'm saying? She's supposed to be a victory for the people. Now it's all about her and her ego.
Yeah.
She's turning to Cersei, you know what I'm saying?
She is turning into Cersei.
So it's like all these women are getting played, dog.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people say that this is the heel turn that we've all been expecting from Daenerys, to go from, like, benevolent protector to the mad queen, basically. Like, following in her father's footsteps.
I totally understand what she's doing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I get it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you spent your whole life doing this shit, I want the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucking Concords now, you know what I'm saying? Why I gotta wait?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why I gotta wait for these new joints to come out? You know what I'm saying? I want the Space Jams right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Put the Space Jams on my feet, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so close. I'm so close.
You know what I'm saying? Well, like, I don't even think she's the villain, dog. I'm like, I'm standing by this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was reading an article about the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk about Azor Ahai.
Yeah, the prince that was promised.
And the god Valor, you know what I'm saying? How he only brings back people to serve a purpose.
The Lord of Light.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, the Lord of Light, like, and he brought back Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've seen so far is Jon Snow, you know what I'm saying, he barely beat Ramsay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he needed some help.
And then he couldn't get to the Night King to fight him.
Well, the Night King's a whole bitch, so.
And then
there's that.
And then he yelled at a dragon. You know what I'm saying? What purpose has Jon Snow served? You know what I'm saying?
he yelled at a dragon.
That's what he did. That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? And then they went into it. It was like, once you serve that purpose, you're pretty much dead. You know what I'm saying? Melisandre died. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, not Selmy.
Barrows.
Barrett.
Yeah, Barrett.
Barrett.
You know, your boy Barrett, you know what I'm saying? He got Arya to the, you know, into the library joint, you know what I'm saying?
He got poked up bad.
He got poked up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if Jon Snow's, like, sole purpose was to yell at the dragon, you know what I'm saying? He should be dead right now, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, Jon Snow's still gonna do some sick shit, some slick shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Before this shit is over.
He's still in it to win something.
You know what I'm saying? But I still stand by the shit. Yo, I think your boy Brand is the fucking evil genius of this shit, bro.
Why is that?
Like, first of all, what purpose does he serve?
I'm having a hard time with that. Night King
is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can we get some recon? You know what I'm saying? You send the Ravens out? You know what I'm saying? Let us know what Cersei's doing.
Anything, bro.
Let us know what Cersei's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see everything, right?
That's what I heard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't have told Danny about the motherfucking scorpions, bro? The new and improved shits?
Nah, mostly live in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's right. He can't see the future, but he can see all of present and all of the past. So, like, give us something, bro.
But the motherfucking next gen motherfucking scorpion shits.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was in the past.
They upgraded the motherfuckers, bro.
They upgraded the fuck out of the motherfuckers.
First that joint missed, and then they ran up on him when Jamie was fighting the field. Mm-hmm. Now that bitch swivels. You listen to that bitch automatic as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, them shits is the Scorpion X. You know what I'm saying?
So I stand by the shit, bro. I think the Night King was trying to protect the world from fucking Bran, bro.
By killing everybody.
Not by killing everybody. He was trying to kill Bran, you know what I'm saying? Like, just anybody, just like, if you happen to be in the way, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want a squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's what it took, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of attitude that you need to take down, you know what I'm saying? A three-eyed raven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's up to something, bro.
Yeah, he got to be, because... Like you said, at this point, he serves no purpose except staring. He's the staring king, dog. You can't beat him in a staring contest.
So, like, I think that shit is going to be the twist, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. I hope there is a twist, because as it stands right now, with two episodes left, we got the battle between Daenerys and Cersei's armies. And then after that, it's the wrap-up. So,
nah, I think that the battle for King's Landing is going to be a two-episode joint.
So then,
and the battle with death itself with one episode.
Yeah, so that would be dumb to me, because then you leave if the battle of King's Landing is two episodes, because, then what do you leave at the end?
That's because you're fucking. You know, say predicating that shit on the fact that the Night King was the greatest villain of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the main villain.
No, he was the main villain. I'm predicating it on the fact that they have a lot to wrap up in two episodes, and one of them is just going to be a battle. And you're saying that battle might be two of them, two episodes. So to me, it's like, you narratively, there's not much time that you have left to wrap things up after this battle is over. That's what I'm predicating it on.
They'll work it out.
I hope so.
They'll work it out. Like, it's going to leave a lot of shit open-ended, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what George R. R. Martin was talking about. He's like, it'll be bittersweet. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that means. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All I know is
I do wonder, you know what I'm saying, because they showed the trailer or whatever for the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, and your boy Euron was standing on the shit, you know what I'm saying, and his people had the motherfucking scorpions locked ready for that action, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he looking up in the sky, and he saw some shit he didn't like, you know what I'm saying. And like, if they're ready for Drogon to swoop down. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, wouldn't you be wanting to catch a glimpse of that nigga so you can shoot him with the scorpion shit?
Absolutely. But it also looked like goddamn Tyrion was in like Dragon Reach. Mm-hmm. He was walking somewhere and it was like dragons on the wall. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, they're at Dragonstone.
Dragonstone, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't know if they picked up some extra dragons in the Lilo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit would be fucking ridiculous to me. You know what I'm saying? Unless Rhaegal isn't dead.
I mean, he got poked up, bro. Did you? And of course, there's that joint with Drogon's face on Ricky's body. So fucked up. It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
But
they made a point of not saying that he's dead. You know what I'm saying? Like when Cersei asked Qyburn, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He's like, what happened to the No, she asked Euron, and Euron's like, I saw it fall beneath the waves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
With my own eyes. She's like, that must have been beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think that nigga dead.
Can dragons swim?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and fire and blood. You know what I'm saying? This is peak nerd shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for.
And the fire and blood, you know what I'm saying? It's the penned by George R.R. himself, you know what I'm saying? It's the story of the Targaryen like bloodline and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not the first time a dragon has fallen into the water. You know what I'm saying? Like they definitely can swim.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's good. That's good to know. All right.
There's more than one dragon left. You know what I'm saying? That's my joke.
And I've actually seen that theory that people make it a point to point out that dragons only died out in Westeros, not in Essos.
But like another one of the theories was like the White Walkers only came back because dragons came back. Like,
yeah,
if you remember?
Yeah,
and like I think it was like season three. Like the whole season, there was this like this red shooting star in the sky, and they kept like making a point of it.
Yeah,
no, season two.
Yeah, they were talking about how the magic came back, White Walkers came back when dragons came back because they're
White Walker came back when dragons came back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like I like.
So now that the Night King has been vanquished, dragons got to go away.
But if you recall, like it was like season four, season five, or something like that. Drogon was the only dragon that Danny couldn't lock up.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And that nigga was just out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like your boy Scooter said, he might have been poking up all the little dragon biddies. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be dope. It'd be like some Iron Man shit. Just a whole bunch of dragons show up.
And they might be coming through. You know what I'm saying? Because all their like the little aunties and uncles died.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Word. So. Like we said, two more episodes left. We'll see where the writing goes, the direction goes. We'll see. Hopefully they don't make any more stupid decisions. Like, it just seems like people are out of character, which...
Like,
so, I just think...
I don't think people have been that far out of character.
Though, if you've learned anything from these last two episodes of Game of Thrones, you know mm-hmm. you can't save these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Druid died without, you know what I'm saying, ever... smelling the pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get a piece of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And now your man, you know what I'm saying, Missandei dies, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, but Grey Worm couldn't.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying.
But we need that motivation for Grey Worm, because, like, Tinfoil Hat shit again, you know what I'm saying? I think Grey Worm is going to be the nigga that drops the mountain.
Really? Not the Hound?
I don't think so.
Ooh, that'd be dope. That'd be real dope.
Cause like you remember a certain nigga with a motherfucking spear
mm-hmm.
putting that work on the mountain. You know what I'm saying? That's why the mountain looks the way he does today.
If he wasn't flexing that damn hard.
If only he wasn't flexing, I don't think and Grey Worm is not one to flex, you know what I'm saying? He's not one for the flash, bro.
Not. Yeah. He gets it done. He's the job done. That's it. All right.
You know what I'm saying? So
all right, so we're gonna be living in Westeros two more episodes, and then we're out of there.
$100 bills, got $100 bills, got $100 bills, got $100 bills.
But what's back in there is the Black Business This Week, which I don't know if you've seen the headlines, and actually I posted it as a little preview on Facebook. Black woman developed a pouch for your car called Not Reaching. A solution to the fatal traffic stops experienced particularly by young minority males throughout the country. Not Reaching is a revolutionary identification system that allows motorists to remain stationary in their vehicles during a traffic stop by eliminating reaching for identification by the request of law enforcement. Not Reaching is a start to a safe traffic stop and helps de-escalate a tense situation. All right, so here's what you do. You hop on to notreaching.com. You go to the shop joint, and there you can buy the Not Reaching wallet, the Not Reaching pouch. I have autism, and I'm not reaching. I'm deaf, and I'm not reaching. I'm a licensed carrier of a firearm, and I'm not reaching. All of these pouches are here for you to be able to buy. Put your license, registration, insurance card. When you get pulled over, it's right there, right in front of everybody, right in front of the body cams if they turn the motherfuckers on. And it says, "Officer, I'm not reaching."
You don't turn that shit on.
Of course not. "Officer, I'm not reaching. This is my pouch with all my identification. I'm not reaching." So this is, I think the ultimate solution is get better fucking police officers. But in the interim, you can spend $10 for your not reaching pouch or $24.99 for your not reaching wallet. And the other pouches are all $9.99 with the autism, the deaf, and the license to carry. Medical marijuana coming soon. So hop on to notreaching.com. You can cop yourself your not reaching pouch. Might save your life. Might save your son's life, your cousin's life, your dad's life. Who knows? Your sister, your aunties, because they shooting black women too. Don't get it twisted. So hop on to there. D.L. Hughley already bigged it up. It's already being picked up by NBC News. That's where I saw it. CNN. It's being picked up everywhere. And you already know the statistics about, you know what I'm saying, black drivers are more pulled over than white drivers. So yeah, be careful, protect yourself. Go ahead, cop your not reaching wallet. So now that brings us to Struggle Fest 2019, also known as what you've been listening to. I had three last week. I only got one now. Remy, yeah. you had zero last week, so you already said you got nothing this week. So, Boom Dynamite, what you been listening to?
I got two for you, you know what I'm saying? Firstly, I'm slow to endorse this because every time I do, I get played. And I literally walked into the barbershop and there's a line. My son had a, you know what I'm saying, assembly for the first grade end of the year joint. I get a cut. And
work.
And was in there for a minute. And they let that Fly Times Volume 1, the good fly, you know, that Wiz Khalifa bump. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you know we ain't dry on the side. We just keep getting profit. Don't watch my pockets. Don't be mad. Put your pride to the side. Real niggas don't gossip. Little niggas stop it. And you know we ain't dry on the side. We just keep getting profit. Don't watch my pockets.
She goes in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got Curse Currencies on there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ty Dolla Signs on there. You get Chevy Woods on there, you know, he's the artist. You know, with Khalifa, it's like it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not about the bars being there, though.
Because there are none.
Right, but that's okay. That's like we talked about Goods. Goods beat Cassidy. Yeah. Got a bar.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not denigrating him. I'm just stating a fact. There are no bars there.
But, it's a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy it. I listen to some shit you listen to in the car. You're just riding by and not really thinking aimlessly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll check that. The other joint I just listened to was this this new Styles P joint. You know what I'm saying?
I've been meaning to listen to that.
The ghost of all time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch is perpetual, acres on the land just to grow a little vegetables. Hey. LOX, so you know my rap style's impeccable. You know, I'm an intellectual, but I don't give a shit about the hammer you got next to you. Got one next to me.
I like that he is like the most productive, you know what I'm saying, member of the Lox. You know what I'm saying? Jade is on here. I think she's on the first track, but that's about it. But your man Fame's on here, you know what I'm saying?
Lil Fame?
Yeah. I enjoy what he puts out, and I don't care that it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally Gangsta and the Gentleman, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to speak that hard shit, then I'm going to give you some,
every
48
time.
Laws of Power, and then I'm going to give you, you know what I'm saying, Sirach from the Quran, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. And he has pretty good beat selection. You know what I mean? Like, this is a solid album. And we talked about Logic, you know what I'm saying? But he's put out a lot of projects, you know what I'm saying, in the last, you know what I'm saying, 2 years, year and a half. You know
what I'm saying? Yes, a lot.
And not many of them have been whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
He's not a workman lyricist, but it's workman-like, the way that he records and puts out 8, 9 songs, maybe 10.
Yeah, this joint is 13.
It's almost 12. Like every quarter he's got something.
Right.
And it's not whack. It might not blow you away, but it's not whack. So, indeed. Yes. I've been meaning to listen to that, so I'm going to check it out. Are there bars there? Because he was talking a lot about bars.
I mean, this is always a bar style P drum, but it's like typical Styles P set up bars. Like, you know, this is his flow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you want to cut into that battle rap, I definitely just watched all them joints. So
no, I'm not going to do that.
You can choose which one you want to do.
All right.
None of them.
None of them. So for me,
nigga Twerk said shoulder pads, it's going to be hard to get jersey up off you.
You got bars, yo. You definitely
got bars. So they were like, I meant to listen to Styles and I didn't. So, but one of my favorite rock groups came back. They only have 2 albums, but quickly became one of my favorites. They're called The Damned Things. And it's my man Scott something from Anthrax, the most noticeable dude that you know from Anthrax
with the beard.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, it worked.
With the rhythm guitarist and drummer from Fall Out Boy, and the lead singer from a group called Every Time I Die, and it's fucking rock and roll, dog. I'm a dad now, so it really hits me when it comes to like the fucking dad rock, like old school type of rock and roll. Just like we're not even trying to be emotional. We're not screaming at you. We're not trying to be clever. It's just fucking straight rock and roll. Some of it's heavy. Some of it's not as heavy. Some of it has like some fucking rhythm and blues in it, because that's what rock and roll used to be. So The Damned Things is called High Crimes. Check it out if you want to check out some good old school type of rock and roll on some like AC/DC shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So that's really it, because
bruh,
2019 Struggle Fest.
I listened to that. I also listened to both of that Crash Talk and that SP1200.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I seen some Diddy Bops on the corner. You know what I'm saying?
And what you do?
I throw up my big fist. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I said, Black Power. You know what I'm saying?
And what they do?
They said, you might as well go up and throw the other one up. It's a sticker.
Yo, that was so funny.
SP1200 is straight. Crash Talk is crazy.
Yeah, Crash Talk is dope. It goes.
I find myself wishing there was more. Like, a couple of joints I know, like on 5200, he has like 2 verses. I'm like, what's the... I can't get a third verse, baby. You know what I'm saying? You can't give me a little bit of the third verse, baby.
You can't even break him off for previews of the remix?
Man, yeah. He's low-key super consistent as well. Like,
absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But those albums are dope. I'm glad you know what I'm saying, reviewed them last week so I can get into them this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially that Pete Rock, where like I said last week, he claims that like 13 of the 15 are from the 90s. I can't tell.
Bro, they're dope. And it's like, it's Pete Rock. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. And we was waiting for that. So hopefully summer coming, we'll have something to listen to. But anywho, this has been Def Con Jive. This is your favorite podcast secretly. Although they don't support us like they should. But... we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them joints at DCJ Podcast.
Most importantly, we are on Patreon. You know what I'm saying?
Most importantly, that Patreon link's still there. Still in the show notes every week. All you got to do is click on that joint. Give us $1, $2,
$5. Most importantly, we are Cash App. You know what I'm saying?
Most importantly. If you want DCJ and DR, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and send us a little bit of that money, and we'll make it work. We'll make it do what it do. At DCJ Podcast on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, podcast at defconjive.com is the email address. And you can hit us up at the defconjive.com. That's the website with the black businesses and all that good stuff. We're on Pinterest, dog. Like, what do you want? I don't know what else to give you. Besides a more consistent show, but
right,
whatever. Whatever. Why are you bringing up old shit?
We was on Tumblr today, banned porn. You know what I'm saying? There's reason to be on Tumblr.
Absolutely zero reason to be on Tumblr. Reddit site coming soon too. You know what I'm saying? We'll do Reddit too. That's it for you boys, man. I got
Reddit is the worst because it's like a rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Let me see subreddit about these big booty bitches,
bro. You know it'd be so much motherfucking like asinine, interesting shit.
And then you get so deep, it's like I'm looking at bitches' kneecaps. Like how do you do?
/kneecaps. Get into it.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's it for your boys. This is your boy Cannon, man. I don't dance to shoot. I shoot up your dance. The kids backpacking. Have your arms swinging left and right if I catch you flossing on the block.
It's your man Boom Dynamite, a.k.a. Google Chrome. You know what I'm saying? I bring out the steel when I'm done browsing.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, it's your man. It's motherfucking J. Remy, motherfucking scumbag.
It's vacation roomy. That's all it is.
Yeah. I didn't break the whole cheese motherfucking script though.
No, you should have been the, you know what I'm saying, the whole chicleta. You know what I'm saying? It's out there in the beach.